hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. You know, I'm kind of giddy because, you know, we're just a week away from spending time on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 live aboard with our friends from Dives Alert Network. Clay from Explorer Ventures will be on board. We'll have mermaids. We'll have the Scuba Cowboy. It's just going to be a party, and you will hear it wall to wall as we broadcast from the deck of the boat next Saturday. So I'm excited. I'm just 1 hour away of radio, and then we hop on board a boat and broadcast from the boat next week. It's going to be a blast. And I can't think of anyone who could put me in the mood or be on the same wavelength as I am right now than my buddy Bob Evans. And I think it is time to get that little shot of adrenaline from our buddy Bob on the left coast and bring him on Scuba Radio right now. Bob, how are you?
From the left coast?
Yeah, well, California, you know.
California?
Florida.
We're a little right out here, too.
Okay.
Hey, I'm going to have some wet dreams thinking about that trip.
Okay, that might be too much information. I'm not sure how to take that.
I was just saying I've been having dream after dream about diving.
Yes.
I look back at those times we've been in the Caymans together and just, you know, I've got, for some reason in my time in my life right now, Greg, all I can think about is being underwater.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good sign.
We swim every morning, and I just take that pleasure every morning of just diving down to the bottom of the pool and just kind of envisioning I'm looking at a coral reef and just putting my state of mind in, instead of looking at the bottom of the pool, I'm kind of envisioning that we're out there diving together again.
Well, you know, when I do these liveaboard trips, and you've done a couple of them with me, Bob.
Yeah.
After a day or two of getting into the routine of just eating and diving and eating and diving and maybe a little sleep and that kind of thing, after a couple of days of doing so much diving back to back, when I go back to my cabin and I close my eyes, I immediately see an underwater scene. It's kind of freaky. It's kind of like a dream state, but it's like you close your eyes instead of it being dark. I feel like I'm underwater, like looking at the reef or cruising along the reef. Is that just me, or am I losing my marbles?
Maybe there's more of us that are having that same kind of a premonition like the E.T. movie, you know?
It could be. Who knows?
I'd be interested to find out how many people are actually... No, seriously, I've been having dreams, all just beautiful, going to the edge of the reef and looking out on that deep water, that deep blue water, and just imagine, you know, maybe you see a school of tuna or a turtle swimming by. You know, there must be something in my life right now because that just be the tendency of just these dreams or being under a kelp bed and watching the light filter down underwater, just the peace and tranquility. Maybe the planet's just so wrapped up in so much craziness that the being underwater just brings us that sense of calmness in our lives.
That's right. There's too much nonsense happening topside. Time to get down.
Yeah, and you know what? That's probably it, because I'm so fed up with everything I'm hearing lately that the only place we never get fed up is underwater. And another thing, remember, every single trip we've been on, no one ever talks about religion. No one ever brings up politics. All we're talking about is who got a great picture and what someone saw. And you know, that's just the uniqueness of us as underwater individuals. And I had a chance to watch Dr. Sylvia Earle.
Yeah.
On the Atlantis, you know, they want to shut down that underwater habitat.
Right, down there in Key Largo, right.
Yeah, and there's Sylvia in a Kirby Morgan diving helmet with force fins on, and I'm sure she had people helping her get around, but, you know, she gave a message to this planet, how important it is that we keep it, and we were on Mars, but we probably know more about Mars than we do what's in our oceans.
Yeah, it's a sad state of affairs, which it just gives you all that much more incentive to want to get down under the waves and see what's going on down there. And we're going to do that next.
Wet dreams is what we call them.
Okay, that's one way to term it, sure.
New terminology.
Well, I don't know if it's new. It might be a little bit more specific for us divers. And other people that have sexual disorders.
My age, it's the water dream.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Yeah, you know, we're going to miss you on this trip, Bob, but you'll be there,
Greg,
in spirit, I know.
I'm going to do everything I can to make a fortune so I can be on every trip from here on out.
Well, there you go. He has a few irons in the fire to make some big money. Yeah, buddy Bob Evans.
And with that big money, I'm going to spend as much time in diving with you, and I wish you all the best. And I'm sure Dan from Dan and Betty are going to be there.
Yep, they are. They're coming on board, and we're going to just have a ball, and we'll just talk about the next adventure while we're on board.
And get some good pictures. I was just on your website the other day looking at all the mermaids and just kind of reminiscing of all the good times we've had, Greg. And
Okay, that wasn't in conjunction with your wet dream thing, right?
No,
okay.
Not that, no.
Yeah, I was worried there
for
a second.
The wet dream's for Bill.
Yeah. Okay. He's not here right now, which might be a good thing.
I've enjoyed watching his Facebook. He's quite a character.
Oh, he's a wacky funster, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, you know, Bob, I know you've been we've been talking about doing a trip, and we'll make something happen. We're going to be at the DEMA show together and hang out there, and
yeah,
maybe we can plan.
We have the big Academy dinner this year for the Nogi Fellows.
Yeah.
And Weiland's giving out his Weiland Awards, and so we'll be there roaming around, and we'll definitely come over and get our pictures taken with all the you and all the mermaids.
Yes, we're going to have our full crew. The Scuba Cowboy is going to be there. He has a new CD he's going to be releasing at the DEMA show.
Awesome.
Of scuba tunes, and so we're going to have some fun with that. But what do you got going as far as, have you been doing any diving out there in California at all lately?
Yeah, the last dive was with you. In fact, I had thinking about my mask.
Yeah, well, I was wondering. I wanted to find out if you'd gotten any updates, if anybody's found this, diving relic off the coast of California.
Yeah, they're probably going to think it was used by the Chumash Indians. It's so old.
Well, you know, he has a faceplate, not a mask, faceplate.
Yeah, the only diving I'm doing is in my dreams right now, but
okay.
I'm going to change that. I looked at my air bottle, it was by the front door, and figured I'm going to fill it up and sit at the bottom of my pool, and that's the best I can do for now. But as soon as we have this gas pod project up and rolling, which is doing really well for the cars,
yeah,
I should make $1 million, and then all I'm going to do is with that money is just go to resorts and hang out with you.
Well, there
me
you go.
And Suzanne, we'll be drinking our rum punches and having such a great time.
Yeah, it will be an awesome time. Yeah, these gas pods, they're made out of the same material you make your force fins out of, right?
Yeah, they're hard urethane plastic, and they're the gaspods.com. We want to pod the planet. We're getting everybody an extra mile per gallon, which is kind of the worst-case scenario. But for every gallon of gas we save, divers, it's 97 gallons of fresh water that we're saving in the refining process. So divers care about the environment, and they drive a lot, and this is a good item for helping you save the environment and some money and some fresh water.
Very nice. And, just a nice little side project is taken off for our buddy Bob Evans from Force Fins. What is the one place that if you had a choice to dive right now that you need to get to? That one place on your list there, Bob. Do you have one?
You know, I we had such a great time with Jay and Nancy down at Cobalt Coast that I just, you know, I'm like a stick in the mud. When you go someplace and you get really good service and the people treat us, I mean, that one time we did the scuba radio show there.
Yeah, for, well, it's Christmas,
you know,
in the Caribbean and the Caymans.
And all of them, Doris, I mean, those people, you know, it's so crazy. I'll call them on, they have a toll-free number. I can call the dive shop up and ask them how the weather's doing down there, you know.
And you probably do that, don't you?
I do. I call them up just to tell them I'm kind of miss them and what's cooking, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, Jay and Nancy at Dive Tech.
Yeah.
There at a Cobalt Coast resort there in on the, let's see, east side of Grand Cayman.
Yeah, kind of out of the way from everybody else, but it's, you know, it's just, they're just such rock solid people. In fact, Nancy's are receiving a Woman Hall of Fame award this year.
Well, there you go. We'll see them at the DEMA show.
Yeah.
Maybe we can talk about setting that up and heading out there for the Christmas holidays again. It's about time, isn't it?
Yeah, we should do that. That'd be a blast to go back there. And it's just, you know, everything about the place is just really great. Clean.
Absolutely.
And good food.
All right, Bob Evans, ForceBend.com. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into ScubaRadio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at ScubaRadio.com.
Can I help you, boys?
I want to return a fish.
Damn it!
What?
That's the 9th return I've had this week. What's wrong with it? Oh, let me guess. It killed a bunch of people, right?
Yeah, dude.
Damn it, it's just like all the other returns.
Joy to the fishes and the people. Joy to you and me.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Now, we mentioned it already a couple times on the show. You know, we're getting ready for the Turks and Caicos trip next week, but shortly thereafter, it'll be time to gear up for the DEMA show, the largest diving event in the entire world, as far as I'm concerned. It's where dive operators, businesses, anybody related to the dive industry from dive master on up, and then some, converge on Las Vegas for a few days and network and, you know, try to decide or showcase what's going to show up on your store shelves at your local dive center in the coming months. Tom Ingram is the executive director from DEMA, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. Tom, how are you?
I'm great, Greg. How are you doing?
I am swell. So, you know, let's talk about, obviously, we're going to get to the DEMA show in just a bit. But, you know, DEMA obviously puts on the DEMA show, Diamond Equipment and Marketing Association. This is a big trade show every year, as I just mentioned. However, there's many other things that DEMA does to help support the dive industry. And one of them is pretty unique and very timely when you look at what's being discussed in the political realm right now, and that is insurance, health insurance. What is DEMA doing to help in that regard for the dive shops across the U.S.?
Well, it's a very new program that we just launched a couple of months ago, actually, and it's for DEMA members. And it is a health insurance program making health insurance available to store owners, to any DEMA member personnel, actually. So it's store owners and employees. It can be from any of the stakeholder groups like manufacturing or the training organizations or the travel destinations if they're in the U.S. It is a U.S.-based program, but for the first time as an association, we've been able to offer this health insurance program in all 50 states. So it is now available to everybody, and it's very simple to sign up if you're a DEMA member. All you really have to do is go to DEMA.org and click on the appropriate link on the homepage, and you can actually go in and fill out an online form and get a quote.
Very
so
nice.
For the first time, it's very accessible.
Yeah, and that's really important, obviously, for dive store owners across the country, but for dive masters or dive instructors that are working independent, this might be an option for them to consider as well, right?
As long as they are a DEMA member, that's absolutely correct. They would be able to get it as an individual insurance policy, health insurance policy. And then the other part of this whole program is that we do have business insurance involved in this as well. So store owners and, again, any of the DEMA member stakeholder groups can be involved in getting workers' compensation insurance. And we have a great broker who is very helpful, again, in all 50 states and able to provide quotes on those things and get through all the legal turmoil that insurance typically causes for a business.
Yes, which there's a bunch. I hear them at least talking about it on TV constantly. So despite how the election goes, it's definitely something that you know, dive stores want to be more familiar with. And like we said, individual people that want to be professionals in the dive industry, definitely something for them to delve into more so. DEMA.org, there'll be some information there somewhere, right?
Thing just go straight to the homepage and go straight into the insurance page from there.
One of the many benefits of being a DEMA member right there at DEMA.org. Okay, let's talk about, well, before we get to the dive show, before we talk about the DEMA show in Las Vegas, what's the latest on dive caching? I know there'll be some updates about that program at the DEMA show, but what do you know? What can you share right now?
Well, some really interesting developments. You know, we started off with dive caching as being an offshoot of a land-based treasure hunting game called geocaching, and a lot of our members I know are familiar with geocaching and participate in it. It's really a lot of fun. It's one of the strangest things you've ever done in your life by just simply getting the GPS coordinates of a treasure. It's usually a small container with really nothing but junk in it, but it's just fun to find, fun to look for and find. And people have been doing this for about 12 years now on land, and there's a limited number that have been hidden underwater. So what DEMA did last year was to try to promote this as an activity that can be done underwater in a very easy way to get people who are already divers involved in their local diving area or even do it while they're traveling. And one of the most interesting things about this is that if you have a family member who is not a diver, you can participate with them in geocaching on land and kind of pull them over to the water side of things and get them involved that way. So it's a fun game, and it's a lot of interesting things to do with it, and very easy to do. But one of the things that's most important for us just recently is that we have teamed with the GPS manufacturer, Garmin. And Garmin has a website called opencaching.com. And on Open Caching, they have actually provided, through us, a new category of geocache called diving. So it's a dive cache category, and you can actually go in there and look for caches that have been hidden underwater and get the GPS coordinates and the directions with your compass and actually go look for these things and pull them back up, log them online, and start to accumulate a whole listing of things that you found underwater.
Very nice. Now, these caches can be little trinkets from bottle caps to cards to, well, God knows what. It's really up to the diver or the geocacher to decide what he puts in there. I think if they really want to kick it up a notch, you need to change these geocaches or these dive caches to dive cash. You hear what I'm saying? Start throwing cash underwater. What do you think? We got to work up some kind of funding mechanism first, though, right?
So those gold coins hidden in the little junk containers. That's it. That's a great idea, Greg. What a good idea.
Well, hey, you know, geocache, dive cache. It didn't take much for me to come up with that one. But maybe we'll save that for next year's DEMA announcement. You never know. But that's cool that Garmin's on board and helping out.
And Garmin will actually be at the DEMA trade show this year.
Oh, cool.
Help us out to sort of kick this off.
Very nice. Maybe we do a little a dive cache there at the DEMA show.
That'd be great.
And stick some in the pool or something and be a diver pool. Who knows?
There will be some caches hidden around, so in conjunction with the convention center. So, yeah, we'll be doing it while
we're there. Okay, well, there you go. A little inside tip right there. Now, okay, so the DEMA show, we got the trade show, the exhibit space, big DEMA party gala is Friday night, I believe, right at the Hard Rock this year. Am I right?
That's right, at the Joint, which is there in conjunction with the Hard Rock. And we will be doing our Reaching Out Award party on Friday night. And we have two just outstanding people in the diving industry who are being honored this year. One is Dick Rakowski, who is one of the key figures in the development of Nitrox and also in the treatment of diving accidents. And then Dan Orr from the Divers Alert Network, a frequent visitor here on Scuba Radio. So some great folks. I'm really looking forward to seeing them up on stage and being able to present the Reaching Out Award on behalf of the DEMA Board of Directors.
Tom, thank you so much for the update. Tom Ingram from DEMA. We'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it.
More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
We are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, getting ready for the Turks and Caicos. But before I go, I got to call someone and rub it in. So why not Barry in South Florida, our super fan, who's been rubbing it into me lately because he's been down there catching lobster and I couldn't do that. So I'm going to bring him back and you know, give him a little bit of his own medicine. Barry, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, Greggy?
I'm great. I'm going to the Turks and Caicos and you're not. So there.
That's okay. Are you allowed to catch lobster and cook them up and eat them there?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. I'm pretty sure we're not allowed to do that. But maybe we'll see a few. Who knows? Anything could happen with this crew. We got a colorful bunch on board next week. And once again, you can join us next week and listen in as we broadcast from the deck of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 to Liveaboard. But I know lobster has been on your brain. And you were telling me during the commercial break when I called you, you said, hey, I have this lobster song on my mind. What the hell were you talking about? What's going on with you?
Yeah, well, it's just that the waters have been so calm lately. I've been trying to think of a song where, you know, a storm comes in, the lobsters come walking in, and I go out and hunt them, and you're still up in Orlando in the studio listening to me as I catch a lobster.
Okay, so you want a lobster's siren song type of thing? Is that what
you're... Siren song.
I
guess so.
So you're trying to create your own lobster song.
Something like that. It was just something that was, you know, going across my head today because it's actually stormy down here today.
Yeah.
But it's not stormy enough to really move the bugs. So, I mean, we have a couple more months of hurricane season. I'm hoping something not too rough, but, you know, maybe something will blow in and just stir up the sand a little more.
Ducks have a duck call and various animals. You're trying to figure out what is the proper way to attract a lobster, and maybe it's with song.
Well, it's either with a song or I put on a lobster suit that looks like a very curvaceous female and swim around there. Maybe they'll come out then.
And you say, I am Lobster Boy! Hear me roar!
No. Female has to be Lobster
Girl.
Oh,
okay. Well, you could look like a girl and call yourself Lobster Boy. We got a song. We'll play the song next. How about that?
Oh, okay. Oh, no, not that one. Please don't.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
There is a lobster boy in every one of us. Ask Barry. And I think this song would pretty much do the trick. You play this underwater, pump it out on some hydrophone speakers or something underwater. Lobsters will go crazy, as well as everybody else underwater, too. They might get slightly annoyed. So I don't know. Maybe this wasn't such a great idea after all. But, hey, at least we got a song to go to if we want to go there, right? On the phone with me right now, somebody who might be able to back up that theory. Maybe he's tried it already. Captain Cocktail, some know him as that. Others know him as Jeff Giraud from South Florida Diving Headquarters, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Jeff?
Buddy, what's going on, man?
Oh, just hanging in, getting ready to go to the Turks and Caicos.
Oh, you, I swear. I need to die and come back as Greg the Dive Master.
Yeah, well, it is good to be me every once in a while. You know?
Cross the bear, right?
Somebody's got to do it. I'm willing to take that ball and run with it every now and then. And if it takes me to a liveaboard trip in the Turks and Caicos, so be it. You know, Jeff used to go on these trips with me, but then I wised up and didn't invite him anymore. So... You work too much. Yeah, down there at South Florida Diving Headquarters. You got a lot going on. I know you weren't there, but I hear that last weekend at Weekiwachee Springs, they did the latest Rec Racing League race. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. They had a great turnout and big warrior challenge. A lot of the wounded warrior groups were there. There were two or three groups, and they had a big group of warriors for the warrior race, and these guys are getting fast. I don't know. We may have to bump them up to the pro class, man.
Well, if they were at Weekiwachee Springs, that's not a huge site. Maybe they just had a smaller route, and that's why they were so fast, because they were reporting back record lap times. Is that what the deal was or what?
Yeah, I mean, these guys were moving. Some of them were pretty much staying up with some of the guys on the big machine, so it was pretty amazing. And, of course, Alvano won again on the supercharged scooter that he has. I think we're going to have a race committee powwow, find a way to slow his machine down somehow.
Yeah, he's like the Jeff Gordon of underwater scooter racing. Is that what he's evolving into or what?
He is definitely. He ain't Jeff Gordon, and he's Jimmy Johnson, one of the two.
Yep, very nice.
There's talk about extending the race a little bit because one of his tricks is he uses a real high-output battery, but it doesn't last long. So if we extend the lap number of laps, that may force him into using a different battery. So we're trying to get him. I hope he's not listening. He just gave away all his secrets.
Yes, interesting. All right, so at least you know the organizers are trying to stack the cards for someone else, so it's not a done
exactly.
deal every time. Fair enough. Or maybe it's just
like NASCAR.
Yeah, okay, exactly. Right. Yeah, either that or he's paying off those Weekiwachee mermaids to do some bumping or something with the other competitors. Who knows? He's got the inside track.
You'd know something about that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, maybe. I have a little experience with that.
but we'll see. But yeah, you know, we got that, and I know we're going to do one of those races, underwater scooter races, in April for part of the DEMA Festival. We'll have details for you coming up on future episodes of Scuba Radio about that as we prepare for that in April. However, you know, right around the corner, and I'm thinking about doing something here next week on our liveaboard trip, is Halloween. And I know you have some big plans. Is it the week of Halloween, or is it going to be actually on Halloween, or what are you doing down there in South Florida?
We're doing it the Saturday before Halloween. We do it every year in conjunction with a lot of activities that are going on in South Florida. But we do the haunted wreck dive. That's what you should try while you're on your liveaboard there, Greg.
Yeah.
We put a couple of ghosts and goblins on the wrecks, which are basically my crew members. They don't have to do a lot of makeup work.
Okay, fair enough.
I hope they're not listening either.
Well the problem is you and Bill are not going to be on the boat. So what am I... Hey, it was too easy.
Oh, hey, that's funny.
Yeah, whatever. All right, so you get some people that they're the scarers. So you get some divers.
Yes.
And what do you do to them? You paint them up like they're zombies or what? What do we do?
Oh, we put together outfits for them, and there's certain types of masks that you can use over your mask underwater, and some other props that we use, and we have some skeletons and things like that. So it makes for a funny day, and it makes for some good photo ops as well underwater.
So are we okay? So you do this during the day. This isn't a night dive.
No, we don't do it at night. We're a little cautious about doing it at night. We don't want to scare them too bad.
Right, right. Okay, so you have a couple of scare divers underwater, dress them up in something, and you know, just I mean, are you actually trying to spook people, or just like, hey, they're
going
to be?
Yeah, oh no, we put them in the wreck, so they hide on the wreck. So
okay.
It's not totally innocuous. It's trust me, a lot of people do get a little fright once in a while when they come around the corner. So
yeah,
it's interesting. And then on the second dive, we take them to in shallow, and each one of them brings out a pumpkin, and we do a pumpkin carving contest underwater, and that's always interesting. Some of the artwork following that.
Yeah, because plus the pumpkins tend to float, right? Isn't that a problem too?
Well, they use weights.
They can
put a 2-pound weight or whatever, but you're holding it. You're kind of sitting in the sand on the bottom.
Uh-huh.
So you've already drawn out your, and we go ahead and cut them before we leave and get all the seeds and everything out of them, clean them up, and then they do the artwork on the way out, and then they'll go underwater and do the rest of the underwater.
If you cleaned a pumpkin out underwater, I just went, would the fish eat that stuff or no?
I think that'd be too good for them.
I don't know.
That's what we put in.
Pumpkin guts don't make good fish food, and probably not good for them anyway. But
I don't think pumpkin guts are good for anybody.
Well, good point. But it'd be fun to watch somebody trying to do that and see the melee that just take place. I'd find some amusement just watching that. You hear what I'm saying? But that's probably
exactly.
That's just me. Okay. All right. So pumpkin carving.
Roll.
That's how I roll, literally. you know, pumpkin carving. These scare divers, okay. I'm thinking, wait, are there any other kind of decorations or something? I mean, I'm thinking about doing this on the liveaboard where we, you know, one night we can have everybody dress up and have a trick-or-treat type of thing. Of course, it'll all be tricks because we'll have eaten so much. Nobody will want to have any more treats is my feeling on the liveaboard, knowing how they feed us on these things.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, but what about setting up other types of you know, Halloween
things?
Well,
you can always go to Graves and get you a taxidermied moray eel or something, or the head of a great white shark if you really want to get serious.
Yeah.
Have some fun.
Or okay, maybe we put everybody on the back of the boat and we get them ready to jump in on a night dive at the last minute, and right before they jump in, say, okay, by the way, one of you has been loaded up with sardines. They're stuffed inside your BC pockets.
Your BC has been soaking in fish.
Yes,
it's
been soaking in fish oil and goo and stuff. So, you know, that one person will be sacrificed for the enjoyment of the others. I don't know. There's some kind of gag or something we got. That might be problematic, I guess, on a night dive there. I got to do something that won't risk human life, I guess, don't I?
Yeah, enough rum, and I'm sure you can get real creative.
Yeah, that's
more rum equals more creativity.
That's right. We got to come up with something. And if you have any suggestions, email us info@scubaradio.com and tell us what you're doing for Halloween. And maybe that'll spark some ideas for us or things that we should avoid.
You can have a contest to see who comes up with the best gag. Get a Scuba Radio t-shirt.
Yeah. Well, you know, the one thing I've done many times before is I've taken my wetsuit and filled it full of leaves and used it as a corpse out in the front yard. And, you know,
I thought you were going to say something else. Whew, thank God.
Yeah, but I won't find leaves in the Turks and Caicos on a liveaboard trip, so I'll have to just blow it up with air. And
most of the leaves you're going to find down there, people smoke, so you're probably not going to be.
Oh, good point. I never thought about that. Yeah, that's why they don't have any.
That's why they don't have any leaves in the island.
Yeah, yeah. But, well, you know, you pump it full of compressed air. Maybe you can do that. Tie off the ends, make it up like a little Michelin Man kind of thing, and use them for Halloween, and then take them into your cabin later.
Freddy Krueger mask on him or something. You know, the hockey mask.
Yes.
On him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know,
that'd be perfect.
Might make a good bunkmate later in the cabin if you're into that kind of thing.
Well,
and we know you are, Jeff. Come on, admit it. Admit it! You know you
I'll
love
never
it.
Admit it.
Yeah, he'll never admit it. All right, SouthFloridaDiving.com is a website to go to and dive with Jeff, or 1-800 what, Jeff?
1-800-771-DIVE.
Scuba Radio.
Greg the Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry, and at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
I've written quite a bit of X-Men fan fiction. Captain Mutato is half man, half mermaid, so he can fight crime as a man and make love as a mermaid. Most of my writing involves the latter.
Can't swim, so I took a boat to an island so remote. Only Johnny Depp has ever been to it before. I stayed there till the air was clear. I was boiling out of tears. Then I saw you washed up on the shore.
You know, we have those. We're going to have two on the boat next week. One of them is Mermaid Lizzie. She is on Scuba Radio right now. I think she's packing her dive gear for the Turks and Caicos, if I'm not mistaken. Lizzie, are you? What's the deal?
Yes, that's true. I've been packing for days now.
Packing for days. And yeah, we're only going to be on the boat for a few days. So, you know, but you want to make sure you don't forget anything. I know. It's your first live aboard experience. That's understandable, right?
Exactly. I'm super excited.
Now, what are you doing exactly? Are you just making sure your gear's working, or are there some other issues at play here?
There's no other issues. I'm just making sure everything is set up exactly to my travel specifications. Right now, they're in teaching specifications, so I need to make my way over to that leisure category.
Got it. So you're stripping down your gear. You probably got extra long octopus hose on your setup or something, because you are a dive instructor. Is that what it is? You're going to, like, streamline stuff up a little bit?
Exactly. I've been reconfiguring hoses, taking off that extra weight that I'm not going to need to give to new divers, and setting up my BC for a single tank.
Now, you've never done a live aboard trip before. What are your expectations for this adventure? Do you have any preconceived notions from, you know, obviously you've heard me talk about them before, but what do you think we're going to see next week? You got any idea?
I expect to have fun, which I'm pretty sure that I will. And I know that we're going to be doing a whole lot of diving, so I'm just trying to gear up for that. And I really don't want to miss a dive, especially because I'm too tired. So that's kind of what I'm getting ready for.
Well, you're conserving your energy on top of everything else, is what you're saying.
That's true.
So you're working up, you're working on your fitness so you won't be so tired. You don't want to miss any dive. Is that what you're saying? You want to go for the five dives a day type of thing, if we can pull it off?
I want to do every single one.
Every single one. Okay. Well, yep. You'll have that option.
It.
I'll hold you to it? Well, I'm not the one that's going to be able to hold you to that one, because I never do that. I'm just too lazy. I like sleeping in on that first dive. Here's my routine. Okay, you have up to five dives a day. So we'll get up, we'll have breakfast, we'll go have a dive, and then come back, have a snack. There's a routine here. You're going to see a pattern develop, okay? Eat, dive, eat. And then the second dive of the day usually is at the same site. So you can go back to the same site after you've seen it and go back to your favorite places. Maybe it'll depend on where we're at and the Turks there. But we go and do the second dive. Or if you're like me, that might be nap time. That might be the first nap of the day. It depends on how I did the night before. I do always do the first dive, and then I have a snack, and then I decide, okay, this is either nap time or it's going to be the first dive after lunch that's going to be nap time. But I get into like a nap routine. A split shift of it's a great time to catch up on my sleep schedule, right? Because I never sleep. Everybody knows that I work my nails to the bone here doing the show every week, and I need a little R&R. I need to catch up. I need a little me time, and that's what I take on these live aboard trips. But you may be different. You're a young whippersnapper, and you may want to go for those five dives a day. But so yeah, we'll do that dive, have lunch, and then a couple afternoon dives, and then have a option of a night dive. How are you on a night dive? And you've been doing a lot of that too, or what?
Yes, I have been, and I'm really excited to see what comes out at night down there.
Yeah, everything comes out at night. It's crazy. It's bathtub diving right now in the Turks and Caicos too, by the way. Which means,
really?
Yeah, it's like warm weather. I mean, you're not a warm, you're not a, like a cold wuss type of diver like me anyway, are you? You're used to that cold water.
No. I am a wuss. I hate cold water.
You
I was
cold.
In the Springs this last weekend, and I nearly froze to death. It was only 72 degrees.
Yeah, what were you wearing? What kind of wetsuit?
I wear a 3mm Farmerjohn underneath my 3.2, so that sticks around my core, and I'm still cold.
You really are a wuss. Oh, well, what are you going to do? Well, for what it's worth, even on the night dives, a lot of times I don't even wear a wetsuit. It's just a bathing suit, T-shirt, whatever you want to wear, you know?
That's awesome.
So, but are you, you know, if you want to bring a wetsuit, maybe on the night dive be probably about the only time you really need it, if you even think you need it. But it's going to be nice summer-like conditions. I can't wait. We're going to have a ball. You have no idea, and it's going to be so much fun for me to see you, Mermaid Tiffany, and Pup, who have never done a liveaboard experience, just for me to see you guys experience this for the first time and kind of guide you along the way. This is going to be fun for me. You hear what I'm saying?
I know, and you and I have actually never been diving together.
Well, no, we dove in Bimini.
Oh, that's true. Never
yeah, that's
mind.
Right. Yeah, that didn't count. That's right. We don't remember that. Yeah, this is totally different adventure. I mean, we're going to be on a boat for 7 days. And, you know, we're going to do some extra stuff. We got a mermaid shoot planned. Pup wants to take a guitar underwater and do some underwater pictures for his next CD. You'd be willing to help out in that regard, wouldn't you?
Of course.
Yes. We got to strap a mermaid tail on you, take some pictures, and make everybody happy. So that be a new experience for you as well, right?
Yes. Can't wait.
We got to mark it off the list.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, that will do it for this week. Next week, remember, we're going to be broadcasting with Lizzie and the crew from the deck of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Liveaboard. Do not miss it. Be there. Until then, remember, it's always better. Where, Lizzie?
When it's wetter.
No, down where it's wetter.
Down where it's wetter.
Yeah, she's still in training. She'll get it eventually.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.